from the beginning of the Sefer.
Okay, Tana Devei Eliyahu, which means it was learned in the Beis Medrash of Eliyahu Hanavi. There was an Amora Rav Onan that sat and learned with Eliyahu Hanavi, and he said over halachas, and that's Tana Devei Eliyahu, means Eliyahu Hanavi. Tana Devei Eliyahu, kol hashana halachos b'chol yom, muftach lo shehu ben olam haba. Halachos means halachos psukos. Bottom line, what should we do? If you shona halachos b'chol yom, you learn a halacha or two every day, which we hope to do in this 60-second slot after the first ma'ariv. Muftach lo shehu ben olam haba. You've heard from me many times. There's no such thing as muftach lo shehu ben olam haba, with all due respect to our sages. It means if you do it, and you keep to it, and you understand it, and you consistently learn halacha a day, two halachas a day, then muftach lo shehu ben olam haba, meaning kol yisrael yesh lem chelek olam haba, but you're ben olam haba, you might not have to undergo gehenim to get into olam haba. You're a ben olam haba, meaning your path is smoothed in. That's how the Maral explains it, and other achronim explain it. Shenema halichas olam lo, which papashtus in the pasuk means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole mahalach of the world is dependent on Hashem. Halichas olam lo is to Hashem. Al tikri halichas ala halachos. And that means it's not just a play on words, it's not your regular Creek sieve. Halicha, halacha comes from the same root, a path. What should I do? Which path should I take? So al tikri halichos olam lo, ela halachos. So that's halachos, olam lo, kolashon halachos b'chol yom, muftach lo shehu ben olam haba. Straight from the mouth of Eliyahu HaNavi. Good night. Thank you.